Fresh at 5 catch up.
Time to get social with Sadler. Please welcome Emma Sadler to Fresh at 5. Good morning, Emma. How are you doing?
Good morning, team. How are you guys?
We're good. We're happy to have you on the line, as always.
Yeah, it's lovely to speak to you.
Now, there have been rumors circulating that WhatsApp will notify you when someone takes a screenshot of your conversation. Firstly, is this true and would it be legal?
So the good news is that it's not true.
Yes.
I think that we need to speak about screenshots generally. So we've spoken about it a few times, but I can't tell you how busy I am in my practice with people who have found themselves in huge amounts of trouble because somebody has taken a screenshot of a private conversation. So I think this stems from Snapchat, right? We know that Snapchat now sends a notification to the person who sent the snap if the person you're sending it to took a screenshot. Because obviously the point of Snapchat is that that content auto-deletes after a maximum of 10 seconds.
Mm.
So if you're going to be sending snaps to a person who is routinely taking screenshots and then distributing that content more broadly, you would obviously be more circumspect about what kind of content you're sending them.
Mm.
So that's a useful feature. Although, if you just Google Snapchat and screenshots, the first thing that comes up is how to take screenshots of Snapchat on Snapchat without notifying the sender. And it's actually a very easy hack. You just turn your phone on airplane mode, take the screenshot, and then close the app quickly. And then it doesn't notify the sender that you've taken the screenshot.
So it doesn't help that you can do it then?
It doesn't actually help. And also, even if that function works correctly, even if I send you that snap, you take a screenshot of it, I get the notification that you've taken that screenshot, and I'm angry about it. The point is that screenshot still exists. So say I've sent you a naked picture, and I've set it to auto-delete after 3 seconds, and you take a screenshot of it. I get a notification saying, oh, Fresh has taken a screenshot of the snap I've just sent him. Well, I can be very angry about it, but the point is that screenshot still exists, and I'm vulnerable to that screenshot being published more broadly.
So
I think that's the first point. The second point is, you know, this idea that we'll get notifications if somebody takes screenshots of WhatsApp conversations. It's not true. It is one of the very many fake news stories during the rounds. But I think it does act as a timely reminder that if you wouldn't put it on a billboard, and we've said this so many times, next to your name and your face and the name of the company you work for, or if you're at school, the name of the school you go to, don't let it exist in digital format.
Yeah.
You know, every matter I've worked on this week has been as a result of screenshots of private WhatsApp conversations being tweeted or being put on Facebook. And then the person's come and said, oh, how can they do this? And actually, you can't do that. From a privacy point of view, I can sue you for infringing my privacy if you take a screenshot of our WhatsApp conversation and then publish it.
Mm.
But even if I'm successful in my privacy case against you, the point is, again, that content has already been distributed and I would have suffered the reputational damage. So it's a tricky one. The only time I think that it would be okay for you to publish screenshots of private WhatsApp conversations is if you've got explicit consent. So you say to your mate, haha, this is so hilarious, please can I Instagram a screenshot of this conversation? Or where there's manifest public interest. And what that really means is if there's evidence of anything illegal in that WhatsApp conversation.
Yeah.
You know, we saw Judge Mabel Jansen yesterday before the Judicial Conduct Committee. As a result, do you remember she was the one who sent those Facebook messages, the High Court judge who sent a private Facebook message to Gillian Schutte?
Yes.
And she said really terrible
about black
things.
Men, yes.
Exactly, and how rape was part of black culture.
Sure.
And she's obviously in huge trouble over it. You know, there's absolute public interest in us knowing that a High Court judge holds these kind of views. So in that case, the public interest outweighs the privacy. But if it's me just telling you some funny story about what happened at the club on Saturday night and you take a screenshot of it and actually there's some private information in there and it's embarrassing to me, then that's certainly not allowed.
Okay, Pugzin on Twitter says, do I give up my rights to privacy if it's a screenshot of a group message? Therefore, I messaged the group.
It's a very good question. So I think that there's still an expectation of privacy. What we deal with as soon as there's more than one person in the WhatsApp conversation is that as soon as we're publishing to more than one person at a time, for the purposes of South African law, we treat that content as if you'd published it on the front page of the newspaper.
Jeez.
So what that really means is that there's no difference in the laws that apply to what I say on a WhatsApp group of five people, or put on Facebook to 500 people, or say on Twitter to 50,000 people, or what I'm saying to you now on the radio, or I publish on the front page of the newspaper. Mm. As soon as one other person's seen that content, it's been published for the purposes of our law. So it does get a little bit trickier as soon as there's more than one person in the conversation. What I'm seeing a lot, though, is sort of more employment groups. So it's like a work WhatsApp group, where you're talking about work-related matters, and then often there's a sort of at the termination of the relationship, you know, when things end in an ugly way, then people go back and use that content against the ex-employer, for example. And then there's all sorts of employment law ramifications to that. So provided it's not an employment law group, I agree that as soon as you have more than one person on the WhatsApp chat, then the privacy rights are totally different.
So it's a broadcast then?
Yeah, I mean, I just can't even remember life without a screenshot. It's just such a daily part of my life. I mean, to preserve the content in an image form. I was just checking before we started chatting this morning. You know, I've had my phone for just over a year. I've got 1,871 screenshots. Because on an iPhone, the screenshots are saved in a different camera roll.
Jeez, who are you blackmailing?
Screenshots. Well, you know, I see something online, and especially when people mess up on social media, often they're going to delete it. So the first thing you do is take a screenshot, preserve the evidence. And from a legal point of view, you know, all content on social media can and will be used against you. So even if you delete it quickly, the screenshot's going to exist. So really, people, even if you think it's private, don't say it in digital format. If you've got something controversial to say to someone, say it to their face and make sure they're not recording.
Anonymous.
It doesn't matter how encrypted the service is,
yes,
you can never stop the screenshot.
Anonymous on email says, can I use a screenshot in court against my employer or at the labor court, for instance?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I can't even really remember a case that I was involved in that didn't include evidence in the form of screenshots. Sometimes the other side will question whether or not it's genuine, so you have to do affidavits.
I was going
to
say, because I was going to say that, you know, I could message myself a conversation between myself, but save the one number as Duran Collett. Is there evidence that it was Duran on the other side?
No, that's why I'll tweet a link now to an article which explains the best way of taking screenshots if you're planning to use them in a legal case. Because there are some tricks you can use. So I'll tweet that link now. But yeah, generally, you know, screenshots are admissible and absolutely crucial in all aspects of legal life these days.
Great stuff. Emma, thank you for the insights. As always, we'll chat to you in a week.
Have an awesome one.
All right then. Bye-bye. Emma, I'll be back in a week. Right now, we have the Fresh Juice with Nala. Fresh. 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 Bye. Catch up.